All right, week three in the NFL is officially off and running here with the Browns picking up a big win. They're 2-1. They could easily be 3-0. They let the Jets come in and take a win off them. Brissett looked good, and Watson's getting closer to returning. So what happens in the NFL if and when the Browns are actually a playoff team? To chat about that among many other stories throughout the NFL, maybe some college talk here as well. Here's former NFL quarterback, TSN and ESPN analyst, Jesse Palmer. What's up, Jesse?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty well. What do you make of the Browns? I mean, they look good last night. Brissett's look pretty good. As I said, they could be 3-0, and Deshaun Watson's lurking in the background. I mean, do you see them as a playoff team? And if Watson's playing for them at that point and comfortable, could they be a team to be reckoned with?
I think they can. They've got a ton of talent, and I think we sort of knew coming into the season that really the MO was going to be this physical approach on offense, trying to get the run game established with Nick Chubb, and obviously we saw a lot of that last night. We saw a lot of that early this year. I've been really impressed with Jacoby Brissett, though, kind of just stepping in and just how much control he seems to have in this offense right now, just his body language, the confidence he's playing with, and just the decision-making. I mean, he's never putting this offense in a bad situation, in a bad spot, and you can just tell and see how the other 10 guys in the huddle just respond to him right now. And with all the talent they have on both sides of the ball and the different guys they've got that I think can impact games and break games open, I really do think this is going to be a team to contend with, especially when you've looked around the rest of the AFC early this year and teams that you thought were going to make a run, teams like the Bengals or the Colts or even the Raiders and the Broncos that have all kind of struggled through a couple weeks early this year. You know, if there's stock in the Browns right now, I think at this point you got to buy based on what you've seen.
Jesse, what about the quarterbacking for Pitt on the other side last night? What do you make of it? I know Richard Sherman was on the pregame show and he's like, you gotta make a change early for maybe that kind of talk, but what do you make of it?
Yeah, it's just inconsistent, and I think that's probably the best way I'd put it. I think Trubisky's a guy that has a lot of ability and a lot of skill, and I think he makes the wow play and the wow throw and puts his guys into a position, I think, to make plays. But ultimately, I think what it really comes down to, obviously, is decision-making, and it's being a facilitator and sort of a point guard and a guy that can just kind of get that ball distributed, and I just don't think he does it enough. I think that there are throws and there are plays to be made that he's not always hitting on. Pittsburgh has a lot of other issues right now. You know, running the football again has been an issue for them, and there are some other holes, but it will not surprise me in the least bit at some point if Mike Tomlin does decide to go to Kenny Pickett and really kind of get the future cranked up, probably earlier than most people expect.
Jesse, if there were two games playing simultaneously, two young quarterbacks, let's say Mahomes and Allen going head-to-head, or Rodgers, Brady going head-to-head, which game would get your attention more?
Well, as a traditionalist, I would say Rodgers, Brady, but because of how the offenses have struggled, I don't know if I would go there. I think I would go. Would you first say there was it was two
Mahomes,
and who?
Mahomes and Allen.
I would go Mahomes, Allen. No question. I mean, at this point, right now, just because of what we already know about Mahomes, and obviously how he's playing early this season, but I mean, you know, he might be passing the torch in terms of best quarterback in the NFL or most talented guy to Josh Allen based on what we've seen really from the end of last year into early this year. To me, it's just been remarkable to watch him. And he's Josh Allen now is playing like he plays like he knows he's the best player in the NFL. Like his body language, you kind of saw it in the playoff game last year against Kansas City when he threw the touchdown pass. Wait, it was a remarkable touchdown pass down the middle of the field to put his team up late in the game, and he acted like it really wasn't even that big of a deal. It was just kind of like that's kind of what I do. And so, I mean, the level that he's playing at right now, and those two guys, that to me is appointment viewing, must watch TV.
With Jesse Palmer, we have a character on this show. That's, I think, the best way to describe him, who comes on and he throws out hot takes, and he really speaks with a lot of conviction. But it's almost 100% wrong what he does.
No, it's not.
It's close to it. It's real close to it. And he is convinced the Bills are going to steamroll Miami. He thinks the Fish are frauds. I believe
and
that's
I'm
a
right
direct
with
quote.
Them. And I'm right
and
with them.
And you're right there with them. Bills are dealing with a lot of injuries, especially in the secondary going into this weekend. And Tua,
yeah.
Mike McDaniel, he seems to know what he's doing down there. Do you think there's a chance Miami could win this game outright?
I think there is, but it's only because of the injuries, honestly. And it's everything you mentioned. It's not just in the secondary, too, but a defensive tackle up front, I think with Phillips and Oliver, I think that might miss this game. And, you know, it just provides opportunities, I think, for Miami. I mean, listen, when you have guys like Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle running around, it's scary. I mean, those guys have the type of speed that keep defensive coordinators up at night. And you really have to be careful how you decide you want to play them. And it's easy to say, well, we'll just play with two high safeties and take away the deep ball. First off, a lot easier to drop on a board than to go out and execute when Tyreek Hill's running down the boundary and Jaylen Waddle's running down the seam. But if you don't have your two starting defensive tackles in the game, well, I mean, you're only going to have six guys in the box. How do you stop Miami's run game then? So to me, this really looks like, because of the injuries, this could be hopefully what we anticipate, just a scoreboard lighting up on both sides and just, you know, one quarterback and Josh Allen, who we just talked about, and another guy who's playing, maybe has the biggest chip on his shoulder of any quarterback in the NFL based on all the noise this past offseason, based on what people were saying about him last year in Tua. He looks like a different guy. So I think the Bills win the game, but I don't think it's a blowout.
Watching the talking heads discuss Tua, Jesse, it's pretty fascinating. It ranges from megastar already to still concerned, and it's not what it is thus far. Like, where do you fall on that guy?
Impressed, but you got to see it week in, week out, would be my thing. I mean, there's no doubt he's got a lot of ability, and he's smart, and he can see the field. And when he's dialed in, he knows where he's going with the ball. He looks like he's in total control and command of the offense. But, you know, the big part about, I think, in the National Football League is, you know, it's not like college football where, you know, if you're Alabama, you got to get up for Auburn and you got to get up for Texas A&M and maybe the SEC championship game, Ole Miss maybe. And then, you know, you're just going to win the rest of your games, no problem. NFL, you got to do it every single week. And you got to bring your A game to the park. To get into the conversation of guys like we were just talking about, the Mahomeses, the Josh Allenses, the Rodgers, the Bradys. I mean, we got to see Tua put this together over the course of an entire season. He's off to a fantastic start so far, and I don't expect, you know, him to let up at any point. I mean, he's playing with a purpose to prove a lot of people wrong, but I'm not putting him in the upper tier echelon of NFL quarterback play just yet.
With Jesse Palmer, there was a time at Alabama when Tua, Jalen Hurts, and Mac Jones were all teammates. They were all the same team.
Yeah.
If they were all on the same team in the NFL and Jesse Palmer was the head coach or the GM, who would start, who would be the backup, who would be on the practice squad?
Oh, my God. It just sort of depends on, like who are your weapons? Do we have, like, big-time weapons at receiver?
Yeah, you got weapons.
Or do we just have guys?
Weapons. Let's say weapons.
Okay. Mac Jones is my starter then. And if we don't, if we just have dudes, just guys, then I would say Jalen Hurts is my starter based on his ability to run. And then, you know, Tua's kind of coming off the bench like he did for Jalen Hurts in the national championship game and beating Georgia.
Okay. I like it. I mean, Jalen Hurts has looked good, man. He looked good in the pocket last week. Like, he looked good in the pocket. We're riding the Eagles to its Survivor this weekend. Please,
I'm an Eagles guy. I'm an Eagles guy.
Dude, he likes spreading the field. Like, last year, there was a lot of two tight end sets, and everything was more condensed. Now that you bring in guys like A.J. Brown, and you got Devontae Smith, you got Quez Watkins, like, spreading the field, kind of like what they were doing at Alabama when he was in college. I just feel like he sees it better, and it just feels more natural to him. But you're right. I mean, would you guys say Philly surprise team in the NFL so far?
Yeah, but they've looked good, man. Like, really good through 2 weeks.
Like, the best team in the NFC, they look like.
Yes, I agree. They're tough. Go ahead, Noodles.
Well, I was just going to say, do you feel bad as a former quarterback for a guy like Joe Burrow who seems to run for his life every night?
Oh, my God. Yes, I do. That, and, like, we're just talking about Philly being maybe the surprise. Like, I mean – most disappointing team, Bengals, and an issue that was supposed to get fixed on the offensive line. The crazy part is, I mean, if you when you're watching these games, Joe Burrow's been sacked 13 times. He's actually avoided a bunch of sacks, too.
Yeah.
Just being Joe Burrow and being able to kind of move around and slip out of some of these. He's getting sacked one every eight times he drops back to pass. Like, that's ridiculous.
It's insanity when you have a golden goose like that. Like, it's insanity.
And the weapons at wide receiver you have, all of that is completely negated because of the inefficiency up front. And so, like, it's easy to go up on a board and go, well, we'll bring tight ends in and we'll help Lyle Collins and we'll just leave our backs in and Joe Mixon and he can just chip people and we'll just get three. You're going to get two, three receivers out every play. You're not going to win games in the NFL doing that. You've got to be able to get the weapons out, and right now they just don't have the ability. So to answer, that's a long-winded answer for your question. As a former quarterback, it's nauseating to watch that.
With Jesse Palmer, so there's a report in The Athletic. Herm Edwards was just let go down at Arizona State, and there's a report in The Athletic that an opposing coach recently told The Athletic that it wasn't hard to get intel on the season's team because some within Arizona State Athletics wanted a coaching change. In other words, we're leaking information. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
What information, though?
I guess game planning information or injury information. God. Like, that's my understanding. That would be my guess. But this, to me, you talk about a nuclear option, man. Oof. If this is true, how does Arizona State not blow out everyone involved in the program?
I don't know. That's like a mutiny, right?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before. I've heard programs and boosters and things trying to back channel to try to get head coaches fired and to try to create, you know, a narrative to get that done. But what you're talking about, what's being reported, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I don't, like, where do you start? How do you clean that out? I mean, essentially they basically had almost their entire staff left the program. All their best players almost left the program. And, like, I don't even know where you begin to remedy that moving forward.
Yeah, college football's in a different space now, isn't it, with the money the players can make, the transfer portal? Like, it just feels so different today compared to 25 years ago.
Compared to when I played, I know in conference realignment as well. I mean,
right.
Everything's changing. You're right. It's a completely different landscape, and it's just the way it's going. That the college football playoff soon is going to change as well. And yeah, you're right. It's a completely different world than the one I was playing in the late 90s and 2000s, no doubt.
Yeah. You probably would have made a lot of money, I would think, back in your day at college.
If I was getting paid, if they were paying me in Canadian dollars, not so much. But like down in Gainesville, I'm sure I could have gotten a few haircuts out of it at least.
Yeah, I would think so. Oh, yeah. That must have been awesome being a quarterback down in Florida. What was that like?
I only remember half of it.
The good half.
it was a trip for sure, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like.
You ever just put a suit on and wheel back to campus, go for some beers, or like, give us some info here?
I get down to Gainesville, you know, every once so often, but it's, you know, it's funny, man. It's like we were just talking about college football changing. Gainesville has changed a lot too. In that time as well. And some of like the old mainstay bars that me and the guys used to go to, they're not even there anymore. So
I'm sure you could find
beyond the fact that I feel like
a
creepy old man now when I go back. I
right.
Well, you could wear an alumni coat. Do you have an alumni coat? Did they give you one?
No, dude, it's not like all the right moves.
Hang on a sec, buddy. You can't, dude, Jesse, I got to tell you
something. What am I going to do?
It's like, I got to explain this comment. Like, I used to play for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and if you played for the Maple Leafs, you get an alumni jacket. I'm very proud of it, and I wear it often. If you had, like, a Giants jacket, wouldn't you? I mean, you're like a movie star, so it wouldn't mean that much to you. But I love the alumni jacket.
I do, too. I'm a fan. I do have a Florida Gator alumni jacket somewhere.
Wow.
I do.
All right. Let's find it.
We need it.
We need to see
tucked
it.
Away.
All right, man. Well, we'll do this again down the road. Thank you for this. We appreciate
it,
as always.
You got it, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. There he is, Jesse Palmer of ESPN, TSN. Good Canadian boy. Quarterback at Florida.
Oh, could you imagine?
What a life. What a life.
I just... Oh, my God.
And he's...
It had to be just a shock to the system.
Oh, my God.
Walking around campus as the quarterback, and you look like that dude.
And he's so handsome. Yeah, could you imagine, like... And he's not, like, 4'8" either.
No.
It's like a big strapping man. Like, can you imagine just...
It must
Holy
have been absolutely
smokes.
Outrageous.
6'2", looks like a supermodel, and is the quarterback of the football team.
Just.
Can you imagine? Like,
no.
I wanted
no,
him
I
to say, like, when you said, do you put a suit on and go back? He'd be like, I could wear a one-piece tracksuit and go back there. It doesn't matter.
Does
like,
not. He'd be a legend down there. Anyone that plays, you know, if you're a quarterback at a big school, and Florida is as big as it gets, man, in the SEC. Like, it's just got to be. It
must,
like,
must
that's
have
what it
been
shows.
Some handyman work at the bars. As soon as that guy walked in, you had to put up a fence and absolutely protect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or it's time to find a keg party. Get the hell out of there.
Exactly.
Go somewhere else.